The Hastings boys lacrosse team is 2-2 through their first four games of the season and have really been playing well considering they lost an entire season 1 year ago. A very happy head coach Brady Wasvik of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Thursday for an update as to how the Raiders are performing early on at Todd Field and otherwise. What has it been about the Raiders game that has Coach Wasvik so excited?
Consistency, I think, more than anything. We've had a couple games where we're putting up big offensive stats, which is always fun, but overall the effort and the defensive play kind of stuff has been clicking pretty well. We've had a couple tough teams and, you know, lost a couple close games, but like we played St. Thomas last night and we played them hard. Yeah, they had some stuff go in that and we didn't, but overall that score I don't think reflects the game. That was a really fun game last night.
Coach Wasvik also mentions through four games that the team is getting more comfortable in both their offensive and defensive sets.
Yeah, we are. We're settling into our offense. We've got kids on the defensive end that some of them have seen some varsity time, but other ones haven't seen varsity time up until this year. The best way to describe them is they're just kind of being sponges and they're learning on the fly. And overall, they're playing really well. We got some high-flying attackmen that are putting up some big numbers. Alex Thompson, watch out. Luke Charlton, the freshman right behind him. They're putting up good numbers and we're getting better play out of our midfielders. We got some young midfielders stepping in now that we got a few guys hurt and doing some good things. So overall positivity.
When it comes to a sport with a net, we know how important goaltending can be. Soccer, hockey, or lacrosse, it's one of the most important positions on the field or ice. And the Raiders' goaltending situation throughout the early season has been interesting. But that's not a bad thing. Coach Wasvik explains.
Well, goalie's been an interesting bit for us this year. Right away, our junior varsity goaltender, Jackson Sweeney, got sent home on quarantine. Never tested positive, but had to sit out his 2 weeks. And we had a senior who's never played lacrosse before, Ben Siebenhaller, come up to me the second day of practice and say, hey, coach, I'll do it. And he stepped in, and he's been working with Brian Wilson, who's our goalie coach. And he's learned a lot really quick. And I tell you what, this kid's basically fearless. Like you said, to step into net in lacrosse is not an easy task because you're pretty exposed. It's not like hockey or the box lacrosse game. He started two varsity games for us, the first two, as someone who's never played before. My hat is off to him, man. He's been willing to learn. He's been willing to work. He's trying to do everything he can. And then for our last two games, Jackson Sweeney was ready to go, and he was going to be the guy probably last year. Obviously didn't get a season. And through two games has played very well. And he saw, you know, a tough, grinding, hard-nosed Tartan team, which they're like that every year. It's always a fun game. But then to come up against a powerhouse like St. Thomas last night and stand in there the way he did and really facilitate the transition game, which lacrosse goalies, it's almost more important to facilitate transition than it is to stop the ball because that thing's coming in hot and it's a big goal and you're not wearing much for pads. And he just stepped in like he didn't miss a day, which is wonderful to see. I've been working with that kid since he was fifth grade. You know, he's an awesome kid. He really loves playing goalie. And while Ben Siebenhaller did a great job, we did miss Jackson Sweeney because he's been working a long time for this and those kids play for him.
Not just in lacrosse, but probably every single sport within the Metro East Conference, you're seeing records between teams very similar. Not one win or loss surprises anybody from day to day. Does that have to do with the year off, or are teams just that similar in the MEC?
Oh yeah, for sure, because Matami and I just lost to St. Thomas a few nights ago. It was like 9-11. It was a pretty good game. And we played St. Thomas last night and thought we found holes. They are beatable. It's just we got to get the rest of our gears in place and get everything clicking. We're excited to go up to Matamidi when the time comes. And we got Simley coming up here, and they have always been a back and forth with us. And they're having a really good year so far. And so I'm really excited to get at them because I think we're just a couple things away from really getting the ball rolling for our team as a whole.
Now the Raiders will have some time to prepare for their next game of the season at home against Simley on Tuesday night. That'll help the Raiders get healthy, especially with a couple of early season bumps and bruises.
Well, we got guys banged up for one. And so, especially after a game like St. Thomas, it's good to have a window because they play tough. They're always a hard-nosed team. If you look at their lineup, I think their starting lineup had one, maybe two kids under 6 feet. They're just horses, you know, and they're well-trained. They're well-coached. We need this time to just kind of take a step back, heal up the few guys that are banged up, put in some of our adjustments, if you will. You know, lacrosse is very kind of on the fly. What you see at the game, you have to fix the next day. When we're playing, you know, 2 to 3 games a week, that window is small. And so to get 5 days like this is very important right now in the season, especially after four games. It's just a chance to reset, reflect, and focus on what we need to do to get better.
That was head coach Brady Wasvik of the Hastings boys lacrosse team. The Raiders will play next on Tuesday night at home at 7 p.m.